Knowledge of silence is not undeniable. All reason. First, in this episode of knowledge, which is Scientology, there's nothing undefinable. It's all very simple. But the first task in learning this subject is simply to learn what the words mean so that you can use them freely, so that you don't have to think twice. Don't be like the signalman who goes up on the bridge of a battle wagon and somebody points over to another ship and there's a flashing light over there and the flashing going, dit-da, dit-da, and flash, flash, flash. Somebody to this one. This is claimed signalman, no, he see it. And they already see well, moment has more see. Oh, no, he didn't. If he signal, dame. And a whole string of sort of red ass there mean a word to him. And a whole string of dots, sort of red and mass together, mean a word to him. He caught the bear mean of flash. Only bear mean sub in you. This year, finish. The word there, they mean thing is, it means a. The first thing you have to learn, it means a. It's a very size thing. Definable. Its definition is so and so and so and so. And I mean among it's so and so and so and so. When I mean F's definition. A definable thing. Its definition is so and so and so and so. When I mean emotion, its definition is so and so and so and so. When I mean effort, its definition is so and so and so and so. It's just like learning code. You could sit down and learn all of these words and their proper definitions probably in 2 or 3 hours of study. I doubt anyone in the subject studying it so far has actually grilled very hard on its language. That barrier conquered, nobody can swamp you on this. It becomes simple beyond simplicity. But what we're trying to do here, then, is give you the techniques, processes, and a map of how you can reach milestone one, and that's just milestone one in this course. There's many, many other things that Scientology can embrace and that could be covered by other courses. And the first way to learn it is to learn its language, its definition, its processes, and then practice with them on mild incidents until you can do them perfectly and all of a sudden tackle the big target, blow it. And you're there at milestone one. And it doesn't take very long to do it. And if it takes a long time to do it, then there are only a few things wrong. Really, there's only one thing wrong. You didn't learn the language. Or you cannot bring yourself to agree with the desirability of reaching milestone one. One of those two things will debar you. And there's one more that might debar you, and that's thinking that eating carrots sliced thin and cooked in vinegar for 14 and a half hours is a better technique than Scientology. That is just another method of avoiding getting to milestone one. Let's take a break now.